So last year, I decided I was going to do a citizenship studies GCSE, which requires you to do an assignment where you choose an issue that you feel strongly about and then take action on it. And I was looking around different issues, and I go to Manx Youth Orchestra, and I noticed that there weren't that many people. Like, a load of the seniors left and only like 3 people moved up, and that there seemed to be like there was a drop in numbers, and it concerned me, so I looked into it and I found out that the music services had just a slight decrease in funding since after the financial crash. And I thought that as great as it is, it would be great if it could, you know, like just have a bit more funding, because it's the arts. Yeah. And music is really good for people's mental health and playing in groups particularly. So I compiled a load of different research into a report and I sent it to the different MHKs, but I only got like 1 response. And I thought maybe if I did like an online petition, then I could get enough support that if I sent it back to them again, they would kind of think, oh, well, this is a bigger issue now.
Yeah.
We should probably do something about it.
Because we know, of course, the Manx Music Service, it's benefited a lot of people on the Isle of Man. I did a programme into it myself a few years ago when I first moved to the island and discovered all the various ways in which people were getting involved and all the different groups and bands that we have here for people to join. And you said, I think you were saying a couple have sort of disappeared. Is that true? Like the intermediate jazz group or something like that?
Yes. So there used to be 3 sections in the Manx Youth Orchestra: the juniors, the intermediates and the seniors. But since my dad was in the youth orchestra, the intermediates has stopped. Like, it's just kind of been closed down because I assume there haven't been enough people to facilitate having an intermediates as well as the juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit of a shame, because the jump from juniors to seniors is quite big. Like, I was put in seniors for the first day I went to youth orchestra, and I could not play any of the music, and it was terrifying. And so I was put in juniors, but then, like, if you had more funding, then you'd be able to get more people in.
Yeah.
And have an intermediates, which would mean that the transition would be a bit better.
Yeah.
But I think
there's the jazz orchestra, yes, wasn't there?
There used to be a Manx Youth Jazz Orchestra that would happen after the Manx Youth Orchestra.
That's amazing.
But recently that's closed down, and I think a different jazz orchestra has opened up, like a private one. So I think it's Manx Youth Blue Train or something.
Mm.
Which I have friends who go to it, but it's...
The difference between the Youth Jazz Orchestra and the Blue Train, I don't know what it's called, it's a Blue Train Youth Band, is that the Jazz Orchestra is through the music service. So if you're on free school meals, it's subsidised, so you get free access to it.
Right.
And you maybe get free transport to it. But the Blue Train, it's being a private endeavour, they don't have that same setup. So it's just, it's cutting... They aren't choosing to cut people off, but I just think the music service should be offering this to everybody and not cutting anybody off, really. Mm.
Madeline, as River's mum, what do you think of her efforts and this petition to get more people involved in Manx music?
I'm very proud of her, of how passionate she is about the things that she sees in the world, how much she wants to make change in the world, about how seriously she takes things, and how she's been very brave. Going out with a petition in her hand to people was a frightening thing to do, approaching strangers and saying, would you sign this? And she was terrified, and she did it anyway. She doesn't... Going on the radio now is scary, but she's doing it anyway because she cares about this issue. I'm just very proud of her.
Yeah. And like you say, you've been out and handed it in person, but this... What's the reaction been like over the last few days since you've had that petition online? What have people been saying to you?
I've not actually had that much feedback. I think mostly I've sent it to friends, and then they've said, oh, great, I'll share it. And I think mum's sent it to quite a lot of the music teachers and people who maybe also, because they're into music, they feel quite strongly about it. So it's been kind of circulating around there and then spreading up. I've not actually met that many people who've signed it, apart from people who I've like approached and given the actual hard copy and asked to sign it.
Well, it caught our attention because by the time we'd seen it, I think there was over 300 signatures by that point.
Yeah, so I think at present there's like 317.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time we checked.
Which over the space of a few days is pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, how does it feel to know that many people have signed it?
Slightly terrifying.
Yeah. But it means you might get somewhere with it, doesn't it, as well?
Yes.
What are you hoping? Who are you hoping takes notice of this?
I'm hoping that the MHKs take notice of this and maybe decide to increase the budget just a bit. Because, like, it doesn't take a huge increase to get more teachers, which could improve circulation of, it could improve different instrumental lessons and how many people are offered them.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
You had a response from Daphne Kane, didn't you, just today or yesterday, saying that the budgeting is fine for the music service because they've increased everyone's salaries, but you weren't saying give the current teachers more money. You were saying let's have more teachers.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
some of the schools can't offer string lessons or can't offer wind lessons. There are not enough teachers to go around all the schools and teach all those things, so kids are missing out. So just want more teachers, really.
Yeah.
That was the thing, wasn't it? That was your goal.
Because it's not that the teachers... Because I think the teachers now are doing a fantastic job. Like, I personally know a few of them, and I think they're really nice, and I think that they're doing an amazing job. I think that if you improve the budget, then you can improve the amount of people who are reached.
Mm-hmm.
Which just... It kind of just boosts the whole music level of people who do music on the island, which would be great.
And that's what you've put this is all about creating equal access for children across the island to be able to get into this. So there are no barriers, that's the thing, isn't it? What would that mean to you to know that someone who maybe otherwise couldn't afford to get into the music service, say they haven't got a family history of music and they don't really know where to go, they just know they want to get involved somehow. If there was a route, say, over the next few years, if funding was improved and you saw someone from that kind of background, given the opportunity, what would that mean to you?
I think that would be amazing. It would make me really happy because learning an instrument, even just for a bit, really improves just, I don't know, like the way you see things. You can watch things or listen to things and think, oh, I understand how they did that. It adds so much. And so just for one person who actually sees the benefits of that would be amazing.
As a music teacher, sometimes I have students whose family have no history of music at all, that nobody in the family plays an instrument, and then they come along and have a piano lesson or violin or recorder, and I'll say to them, you are the first one, but you will from now on be a music family.
Yeah.
If you have children, they will learn instruments. That's it from now on. You're going to have that in your family.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It absolutely is exciting. It makes you think as well about historically what the parents might have gone through, whether they would have had opportunities as well. Maybe if they'd have been able to become a music family earlier along the generations, as it were.
Yeah.
And River, just I think that wraps my line of questions regarding the petition, but I just wanted to know a little bit more about yourself and the music that you do personally. I understand you're a singer.
Yes. So I do singing and I play violin, and so I play violin in competitions like the Guild or the Folk Wards, and I'm also in the Manx Youth Orchestra. I've been in the Manx Youth Orchestra since I was 12, and I really love being in the Manx Youth Orchestra because that was my first time playing in a group. So before that I'd kind of just been like a solo violinist, so it teaches a whole new, different set of skills. Like, it teaches you to listen, because you can... Like, the difference between people who just play for themselves and people who play in groups, when you do end up playing in a group with them, it's really noticeable.
Mm.
It's about the friendships that you've made.
Yeah.
You've got an orchestra tribe then, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp group. All of the people in the seconds.
Yeah. And what's that like, those friendships that you've made there?
It's wonderful. It's really nice finding a load of people who are into the same kind of things as I am, who are also into violin or classical music, and being able to just, you know, like, have conversations with them and chat with them and get to know them. It's really nice.
And just remind us how old you are now.
15.
You're 15 now. So it's remarkable, isn't it, that you've got this passion for something like this and to have grabbed the attention of the education minister, like we were just talking about. So just finally then, what would be your message to someone? Why should they sign this petition?
Because everyone can learn music. And if you learn music when you're younger, then, I don't know, it's more likely to stick. People who learn, and music is good for children's mental health. Like, studies have shown that music is good for children's mental health. And so if you sign this petition, then it's giving a load of children access to this and maybe making them happy, making them feel fulfilled, you know, kind of just giving them an extra kind of little purpose. And it's a wonderful thing to see, and I think just seeing that happen for more people would be great.
My husband was in Manx Youth Orchestra, and I was in Manx Youth Orchestra. We both ended up going to Symphony Orchestra, And we met because of that, because the friend he made in youth orchestra was a friend of my sister's, and he introduced us. So River wouldn't even be alive without youth orchestra.
Well, there you go, the power of youth orchestra laid bare. There you are. Well, thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.